I've spoken about this before, but I think it's helpful to have a reminder from time to time. In his definition of Zazen, the sixth patriarch says that Za means to not add any concepts, such as good or bad, to what arises externally. When we receive each thing just as it is, just as it comes to us, we are not caught in duality. We are not caught in me and the thing which has presented itself. We do this by not imposing any judgments, by going beyond dualism, and simply reflecting on whatever comes. Even reflection is extra. To me, reflection involves a lot of thinking, pondering. So even though I'm going against what the sixth patriarch said, I believe that's an important distinction. When our mind does not move to evaluate and judge, we see things exactly as they are. When we see things clearly, without prejudice, we are free to act and do what the moment requires. We're not dragging any baggage or ideas or projections into the moment. It's just the moment. And if we're clear like that, then nothing will get in the way of our responding appropriately. So the following encounter is from the 46th case of the Blue Cliff Record, which is a book of koans. Master Kyosei asked the monk, "What's that sound outside?" And the monk asked, "It's the sound of raindrops." Now Kyosei was not satisfied with the monk's answer and responded, "Sentient beings are inverted. They lose themselves and follow after things." So the point here is that the person hearing the raindrop and the raindrop are not two separate things. There is no enlightenment in saying the sound of raindrops. As long as we think there is an I listening to something that is not I, we are caught up in dualistic thinking. When we hold on to nothing, when our mind is still, we are the sound of raindrops. Just drip. Right, when I say that, before the reflection on what I'm talking about pops up, there is a moment, I think, where there's just that drop, and then the mind goes back into activity. But that is the silence, right? There is mind is not churning, not creating labels. It's just drip. And another way to say this, as long as the listener and the raindrop are two separate things, there is a me. When no speck of me remains, we know the sound of raindrops. As soon as we try to name it, understand it, explain it, we fall right back into dualism. So let me share another interesting encounter. On a bright, clear day in May, Master Butcho went to visit the hermitage of the famous haiku poet Matsuyo Basho. And Basho had communicated to the old master that he wanted to meet with him in Daisan. And when Butcho arrived at Basho's hermitage, the two smiled broadly at each other. Butcho spoke first, saying, "So tell me, what have you realized?" And Basho answered, "The rain has ended, and the mountains are greener than ever. The moss is so bright, even greener than before." Butcho did not accept his answer. He asked Basho, "What's the Buddha Dharma prior to that bright green moss?" He was asking Basho about an awareness prior to any division into green or greener. An awareness prior to thinking and comparing. He was asking Basho about just this, before distinctions arise. And in this instant, Basho offered his now famous haiku, which I beat you to death with, "Into the old pond, a frog jumps, splash." Now that splash not only broke the stillness of the pond, but stopped the activity of the mind. There is just pure awareness, just splash. And when we sit zazen and allow our minds to become still, we go beyond life and death, right or wrong, green or greener. We realize an unself-conscious union with the present moment. But it doesn't stop there. When we get up off our cushions and the talk is over and we leave the zendo, we must hold on to nothing in the midst of the activity and stimulation of everyday life. So, splash doesn't just exist in a teacher's talk in a zendo. It's out there in the everyday world. A horn. The sound of a horn. A baby crying. Someone petting a dog in front of Starbucks. Each one of those is splash if the mind is still. If the mind creates a story, then the moment is lost and we are back in our heads. Thank you.